I love the Christmas story, right? But I have to admit that my love for it really has nothing to do with the words from the story itself. I love the Christmas story because of the childhood memories that it carries with me. You see, every year on Christmas Eve, we would gather at my grandfather's house, filled with lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people. And each year, one of the grandchildren, there were 50-some of us, one of the grandchildren was asked to read the Christmas story. These words have a special meaning to me. I hope they do for each of us. But for me, the meaning isn't directly connected to the words. It's more connected to the history that I have with it. In fact, if you carefully read through the timeline events from the Christmas story, it all actually seems rather strange. Random, ordinary people called by God to do random, somewhat ordinary, somewhat bizarre, but amazingly loving things. It's this strangeness, though, that makes the story so powerful. It's the peculiarities of the story that help to explain God's great graciousness. Not only for the act of God coming to the world, but also to help us witness God entering our own hearts on a regular basis. Today's part of the story shares Joseph's role in this whole thing. Joseph, a typical everyday carpenter of the time, as described in Matthew's translation, Joseph was a righteous man. We don't get a whole lot more about Joseph. We know he was an ancestor of David, a carpenter, and was contemplating divorcing his wife, his soon-to-be wife, after he found out that she was pregnant. Now, in this case, the law, according to the Old Testament text, would have required Mary to be brought forward along with whomever the other party involved was, and they both should have been stoned to death. Merry Christmas. That's what the law of the day actually required. Now, we would think that one who is considered righteous would be one who follows the laws. But Joseph was more than just a rule follower. Joseph was a righteous person, one who was right not just with the laws, but right with God. We can imagine how upset and betrayed Joseph would have felt. We've been hurt by people in our lives. We've had friends and loved ones do hurtful things to us, betray us. But we also know that Joseph deeply loved Mary, because even after his betrayal, he didn't want Mary to be publicly disgraced. He wanted to quietly just let the whole situation go away. Joseph's compassion for Mary was beyond just looking out for himself, a quality that many of us sometimes struggle with. You see, after hearing Mary's side of the story, Joseph still wasn't too sure. He had some doubts about what Mary claimed had happened. But while Joseph is still contemplating all of this, how he's going to handle this situation, God sends an angel to speak to Joseph. And the angel tells Joseph, don't be afraid, that this is God's doing. And he is to name the baby Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins. And when Joseph woke up from his dream, he followed through. He listened. After the visit from the angel, he seemed to just know, to be at peace, that this was the right thing to do. A confidence, a peace that we also often struggle with. The thing is, though, that Joseph didn't have any more than what we have, right? Joseph wasn't forewarned that this was going to happen. Joseph didn't have prior knowledge that he was going to be the one spoken to. Angels weren't really something that everyone was into. Joseph was just a young, ordinary, righteous carpenter. But in that ordinariness, this amazing thing happened. Joseph was also faithful that regardless of what the road ahead looked like for him, his greater purpose was to fulfill God's call. And God calls us to do the same. Joseph was righteous, but so are we. We have been redeemed by God's love. We have been made righteous, washed free from our sins, so that we also can fulfill God's call for us. Joseph was just an ordinary carpenter. He wasn't gifted in anything particularly special. He wasn't promised any great fortune or even promised anything in return for his service to God. He wasn't forced to accept the angel's message. He wasn't coerced or bribed. He just listened and followed God's peace in his heart. He even went so far as to go against the traditional law of the day to follow God's call. The strangeness in this whole story is that God's will actually happened at all, because God used people. And as we very well know, people aren't always faithful. We doubt. We lose sight of God and focus on ourselves. The fact that Joseph listened and followed through with this amazing event is surprising in and of itself, much less when you add all of the people involved together. And this was no simple and easy task. This was a lifelong endeavor that Joseph was taking on. But the beauty of this story is that it was through the ordinary righteousness that made God's promise come among us. And still, the same happens today. We are the same ordinary people like Joseph, made righteous by God, to heed God's call, to follow and to trust, to listen and to serve God's will. God uses us to make these miracles happen. And it's quite possible that God uses us more than we actually realize. So as God tries to enter your hearts today and each day, take a moment to think about Joseph and all that was before Joseph. And then remember the probably longest sentence in the Bible that we read from Romans today. That was one sentence, seven verses, but one sentence. We're left with these words from Paul of grace and peace, right? Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. That's all we need. Because God has this covered. The question is, how will we respond? Amen.